Book 3, Chapter 15, How Moses Was Displeased at This, and Foretold That God Was Angry, and That They Should Continue in the Wilderness for 40 years, and not, during that time, either return into Egypt, or take possession of Canaan. Moses came now boldly to the multitude, and informed them that God was moved at their abuse of him, and would inflict punishment upon them, not indeed such as they deserved for their sins, but such as parents inflict on their children, in order to their correction. For, he said, that when he was in the tabernacle, and was bewailing with tears that destruction which was coming upon them, God put him in mind what things he had done for them, and what benefits they had received from him, and yet how ungrateful they had been to him, that just now they had been induced, through the timorousness of the spies, to think that their words were truer than his own promise to them. And that on this account, though he would not indeed destroy them all, nor utterly exterminate their nation, which he had honored more than any other part of mankind, yet he would not permit them to take possession of the land of Canaan, nor enjoy its happiness, but would make them wander in the wilderness, and live without a fixed habitation, and without a city, for 40 years together, as a punishment for this their transgression. But that he had promised to give that land to our children, and that he would make them the possessors of those good things which, by your ungoverned passions, you have deprived yourselves of. When Moses had discoursed thus to them according to the direction of God, the multitude grieved and were in affliction, and entreated Moses to procure their reconciliation to God, and to permit them no longer to wander in the wilderness, but bestow cities upon them. But he replied that God would not admit of any such trial, for that God was not moved to this determination from any human levity or anger, but that he had judicially condemned them to that punishment. Now we are not to disbelieve that Moses, who was but a single person, pacified so many 10,000s when they were in anger, and converted them to a mildness temper. For God was with him, and prepared way to his persuasions of the multitude. And as they had often been disobedient, they were now sensible that such disobedience was disadvantageous to them, and that they had still thereby fallen into calamities. But this man was admirable for his virtue, and powerful in making men give credit to what he delivered, not only during the time of his natural life, but even there is still no one of the Hebrews who does not act even now as if Moses were present, and ready to punish him if he should do anything that is indecent. Nay, there is no one but is obedient to what laws he ordained, although they might be concealed in their transgressions. There are also many other demonstrations that his power was more than human, for still some there have been, who have come from the parts beyond Euphrates, a journey of 4 months, through many dangers and at great expenses, in honor of our temple, and yet, when they had offered their oblations, could not partake of their own sacrifices, because Moses had forbidden it, by somewhat in the law that did not permit them, or somewhat that had befallen them, which our ancient customs made inconsistent therewith. Some of these did not sacrifice at all, and others left their sacrifices in an imperfect condition. Many were not able, even at first, so much as to enter the temple, but went their ways in this as preferring a submission to the laws of Moses before the fulfilling of their own inclinations. They had no fear upon them that anybody could convict them, but only out of a reverence to their own conscience. Thus this legislation, which appeared to be divine, made this man to be esteemed as one superior to his own nature. Nay, further, a little before the beginning of this war, when Claudius was emperor of the Romans, and Ismael was our high priest, and when so great a famine was come upon us, that 1/10 deal of wheat was sold for 4 drachmae, and when no less than 70 cori of flour were brought into the temple at the feast of unleavened bread, these cori are 31 Sicilian, but 41 Athenian medimni, not one of the priests was so hardy as to eat one crumb of it, even while so great a distress was upon the land. And this out of a dread of the law, and of that wrath which God retains against acts of wickedness, even when no one can accuse the actors. whence we are not to wonder at what was then done, while to this very day the writings left by Moses have so great a force, that even those that hate us do confess that he who established this settlement was God, and that it was by the means of Moses, and of his virtue. But as to these matters, let every one take them as he sees fit.